You're listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast, and I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And today I have a special guest in the studio, Khan Nguyen. Welcome back, Khan.
Hey, nice to be back. Thanks for having me.
He's a traveler, if you've listened to our previous podcast. So you were just in Banff on one of your many adventures. How was it?
Yeah, it was very cold. Very beautiful, cold. But very cold. Yeah, we were up in Calgary and Banff for the weekend.
Oh, neat. Neat. I've been there once, but it was in the summer. So beautiful also, but not cold. I remember seeing, I think it was a moose just wandering downtown Banff, just walking down the street. It's just the funniest sight, but it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, very gorgeous.
So one of the most exciting things about doing a podcast is that if something is interesting is happening, we can get together here and interrogate you. So I heard you're having some success with an interesting combination treatment for cellulite. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we're going to have the big reveal of what that is. But before we talk about that exciting combo, let's talk about the basics of cellulite. Like, where does it usually appear and when?
Yeah, that's kind of a long-winded answer because technically we don't have proof of where it comes from. Genetics plays a role, hormones plays a role, level of activity plays a role, but sometimes you can get the largest of person with cellulite, but you can also get a very, very skinny person with cellulite. So there's no determining factor, but those are some of the things that we think about. From an anatomy standpoint, let's just picture your fat cells inside your body. Women predominantly get more cellulite than men because the fibrous connective tissue or the fibrous area underneath the skin, it aligns differently in men and women. So now that I'm thinking about this, if you think of like Roman columns, they're stacked vertically up against each other. That's how women's ligaments are built. So what happens is those in between those pillars, you have pockets of fat. If those pillars pull down too strongly, then the pockets of fat pucker up and you get these little dimples. Men are ligaments are more cross-hatched. So you don't have these huge pockets of fat that potentially pop up. So that's why you find it more in women. And that's what we're trying to treat is those little ligament rubber bands that are pulling down on the skin, causing the dimpling.
Interesting. I never knew that. And yeah, because it's like you never see a guy who has that problem, really.
Yeah.
Or at least rarely. Is it dependent on age at all or not really?
It can be. Again, it's one of those things where it's hard to give a definitive answer because even youngsters in their teenage years will get cellulite. But typically, this is the hormone piece. Hormones are coming on, they might start seeing cellulite. Whereas when they're younger, they even though we have more fat when we're younger in regards to the percentage, you don't really see that issue. Post-pregnancy, women who are super, super fit will still have cellulite as well. So age does play a role, the hormones plays a role, and then level of activity and then your BMI plays a role, but it doesn't necessitate, yes, I'm going to get cellulite because of XYZ.
And is it ever anything that would get better without treatment? Like say you have cellulite and you think, well, if I do more leg lifts or I start to become a runner, will that help?
Sometimes, again, you're going to hear me say this a lot when it comes to sometimes. So if you have large fat deposits between those pillars, the theory is if we're more fit and active, then we will drop those fat pads and then it will decrease our cellulite. However, I'll hear this all the time when we treat women up here for their cellulite is they tell me, I am super fit, super active, the best health I've ever been in, and the cellulite is still there. Just because you're not really necessarily treating the cause, which is the ligaments, you're treating the symptom, which is the fat cells. And granted, yes, we can reduce it if we work out, if we have a good lifestyle, but those ligament bands are still always present until we treat them.
Okay. So let's get into one of the treatments that we've had for a few years, at least maybe five, at the center here, which is Cellfina. And so tell us a little bit about what Cellfina is, how it works.
Yeah, so Cellfina is a mechanical way of reducing cellulite. So where we had to come up with a way where you can cut the actual rubber bands that are pulling down on your skin. So that's what Cellfina does. It's an office procedure. We've done it in the operating room with a cohort with one of the surgeons, or I do it as a standalone treatment up here in the med spa. So the easiest way to think about this is we mark you first where all the cellulite issues are, mostly the buttocks, mostly the back of the thighs. Rarely do we treat the front of the thighs because it's not really a cellulite issue in that area, but the back of the thighs, the buttocks. we numb you tremendously. Again, it's just an in-office procedure, but we numb the whole area so you don't feel anything. And then after that, we use the Selfina device and we take a little oscillating blade or a knife and we go into those specific areas where we see the bands and we cut those bands. Subsequently, by cutting those bands, you're releasing the tension that's pulling down on the skin. And then your results, peak results, are around 3 months.
And now, is that painful to cut those bands? Does it hurt?
No. Ironically, the worst part of it is actually the part that we put in the lidocaine. Just because the numbing process takes a while. And sometimes lidocaine can burn a little bit going in, but we buffer that pretty well. And then also, because we're a surgical center, we can give you all the types of pain medications ahead of time if you are nervous or anxiety or low pain threshold.
Okay. So you're awake.
Yes.
If you're doing it in the med spa, how long does that procedure take, the treatment?
It depends on how many dimples you have. So we actually count the physical dimples. So the average person I've treated, probably anywhere from 20 to 30 dimples. If that's the case, you're usually with us about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
Okay. So you're saying during the treatment, they're really not having a lot of discomfort because you're numb.
Yes.
Can Selfina be done at anywhere you have cellulite, like your thighs, or is it really more for the buttocks, or where can you treat?
Most people get cellulite in the buttocks and the back of the thighs. Can you get it in the front? Sure. But a lot of times we misconstrue laxity for cellulite. So when we age and everything starts falling south, the skin will fall on itself, almost like a drape sitting on the floor. So we may think that's cellulite, but that's why we have such a long consult when it comes to Selfina. You come in and you see us and we determine, one, is this cellulite, or two, is it just laxity of skin?
Oh.
So the front of the thighs, typically laxity, versus the back of the thighs and the buttocks is where you get cellulite. So technically, yes, you can treat it anywhere on the body, but that's usually where the cellulite occurs.
Got it. So what does recovery look like for the patient? They go home and then what?
Yeah, recovery, we just tell people, especially around the summer times when people are in bikinis, give yourself a 1 month buffer in regards to vacations, looking your best, wearing a bikini, things like that. Now, the actual downtime is you'll be sore for about 1 to 2 weeks. It won't be anything extraneous, but you can just take Tylenol and that helps quite a bit. And then you'll be pretty bruised for anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks, depending on how many dimples we treat. The other part of being up here is we do have a laser that treats the bruising. So if you do get bruised and you're locally, you just come in every couple of days and we zap it with the laser for the bruising. But in regards to pain and actual downtime, just a little bit of soreness and then just take it easy for a week.
So they could, if you have like a desk job, they could go back to work?
Yep.
The next day or?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, well, that's good. So back to the thigh question, because I think a lot of women have anxiety maybe around their thighs. So is there like a test, if you pull up on your thighs, that means it's laxity? And is that the same for the inner thighs? Like could the inner thighs be treated with Selfina?
Yeah, inner thighs, typically that's more laxity. To go back to your question of areas that we can't treat, I forgot to mention this. So the saddlebag area, and then also the banana roll, the area right under the buttocks are typically no fly zones for us. I forgot to mention that. So that fat ring right there actually supports the buttocks. Sometimes we'll treat it depending on the patient and how big that fat pad is, but that's usually a no-fly zone for us when it comes to treating Selfina. We don't want to knock out the support that's holding your buttocks up at the expense of cellulite. So it's something we come to together as a plan. The lifting of the skin part, that's one of the tests that we do. So if we lift up the skin gently and the dimples for the majority of it goes away, then likely it's laxity. If it doesn't go away, then likely that's cellulite and then we can treat it.
Okay. Now, you're kind of known as the threads king at the center. You're the number one provider for Nova Threads in the Southern California. And so I hear that you are using threads in conjunction with Selfina. So tell us a little bit about that and maybe how you decided to come up with that combo.
Yeah, that kind of circles back to your question where how do we decide if it's laxity or cellulite? When you get to a certain age, likely it's both. So you've had this cellulite your whole entire life. Finally, we figured out a way to treat it. Now, the other piece is the laxity piece. We can treat the cellulite all we want, but if we're not treating the laxity piece, you'll still have that draping effect or that falling effect. So we always talk about treating to completion, using the right tools for the right purpose. So cellulite, we tell people, Selfina, fantastic, we can treat it. But what's going to happen when your skin drapes on itself. So we take that PDO threads to uplift, to give you that strengthening and that lifting and the collagen production that will tighten the area as well. So we're doing reduction of cellulite and then tightening of the skin and mechanical lifting of the skin with PDO threads.
And for the audience who aren't familiar with threads, what does PDO stand for?
PDO stands for polydioxinone. So PDO, it came from, or the mechanism came from surgery roughly back in the 1970s where they used PDS, still stands for polydioxinone, but they used that as a dissolvable suture for doing open heart surgery. So now we adapted that technology to actually approximate tissue or improve quality of skin.
Now, where would you use the threads, or just in the areas that are lax? So let's say somebody has cellulite in their buttocks, but then they're kind of concerned about the appearance of their inner thighs or the front of their thighs. Would you be using the threads in the front or back in the back, or does it depend?
Yeah, everywhere. So I treat threads from forehead all the way down to the knees.
Oh.
So this test to change really helps. You guys probably heard me say this all the time, but if you put one finger anywhere on your body, face, neck, chest, stomach, thighs, inner thighs, outer thighs, if you can lift that skin and make yourself happy with one finger, then PDO threads is a good option. Now, if you're lifting the skin dramatically with both hands pulling as hard as you can to finally get the result that you're looking for, then that's a surgical result.
Right. So that'd be a thigh lift or an inner thigh lift or some other body lift procedure.
Yep.
Okay. So now the threads part, does that part hurt?
Again, no, that one doesn't hurt. It depends on the provider who does it and how they do it. Because I do train nationally for Nova Threads, I see different ways of doing it, and I can understand how people read on Google or other forums how painful the procedure is, because I've seen how people numb that area. We numb in a very specific way, so you don't feel anything. It's very similar to how we numb with Sulfina. We're just injecting lidocaine throughout the entire area, so you feel absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay. And then afterwards, is there any specific post-op care when you're adding threads to the mix that you want patients to follow?
Yeah, if you're doing threads as a standalone treatment, it's a two-week rule when it comes to the body. So for 2 weeks, you have to really, really take it easy. Imagine a whole bunch of rubber bands or a bunch of threads sitting in your body. So if you exercise tremendously, you're going to move it and it's going to hurt. If you overly stretch it, such as picking up a baby, picking up a box, again, you'll potentially move the threads and also will be very, very painful. So you're generally very sore for about a week, similar to having the hardest workout in your life. Second week, it's a little bit better. Third week, likely you're okay.
Okay. So just taking it easy so those threads stay where you put them.
Exactly.
And then how long does it take to see results from that part of the procedure?
Yeah, that's another good question. So with threads, you look good leaving the office because of the mechanical lifting with the barbs that we use. However, we treat it a little bit differently. Our goal is to actually improve the quality of the skin, not just lift you and then send you on your way. So the amount of threads that we put into a typical patient probably doubles or triples what other providers do or other practices do. So what happens is every month, you're improving your tissue and you're improving your collagen. So at 3 months, when you come back for post photos, you're going to look even better every single month. When you come back at 6 months to take post photos, because the threads last in your body about 4 to 6 months, you're continuously improving that tissue quality. So at 6 months is typically your peak results.
Okay. So your peak results is, let's say, 6 months. Does that result last? And then how long does it last? Or does that depend on the person?
Depends on the person. However, on average, it lasts about a year and a half to 2 years. So longevity is a difficult thing to answer when patients ask this all the time, because once you've built your collagen or you improved on your skin quality, it's yours until you start aging again. It's yours until you go sunbathing again. It's yours until you have a poor diet and you don't take care of it. So once the threads are gone, now it's up to your body to hold on to the results, up to you to maintain a healthy lifestyle. And really, it's also the age as well. A 30-year-old is going to have more collagen production and hold on to it better than a 60, 70-year-old.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But this is kind of a nice thing to know about, because some people say, sure, I'll undergo a surgical procedure because that might get me the, you know, the result I'm looking for. But there's a lot of people who kind of would say, okay, well, what can I do without surgery? And it sounds like this is a really nice double whammy approach, because you're coming at the bands by cutting them with the Sulfina, and then you're improving the skin and lifting with the thread. So it sounds like it's kind of a great one to punch to treat it without having to have a surgical intervention. In the winter, we might worry about how we look in a bikini a little less, unless you're hopping in the hot tub, going somewhere warm. But is winter time better to get it done?
Yeah, I would say winter if you don't plan on going to anywhere tropical. I guess that's kind of the funny part about winter is we go searching out vacations in tropical areas. But for the most part, we just tell people, give yourself a 1 month buffer just because of the bruising and the soreness piece. But if you do bruise, come on in and we can zap it with the bruise laser. And more times than not, we can get rid of the bruising in about a week or so.
Do you do the threads and the selfie net on the same day or do you have them come back?
I have them doing the same day if I can. So if I can accurately treat the area, because once I numb the area, it gets pretty puffy and swollen from the selfina. Oh. So if I can't see what I'm doing in an appropriate way, then I'll have them come back. But I think probably majority of the time I'm doing both at the same time to save them a trip back with us.
Okay. And if they had to have it on at a different time, how long do you have them wait?
Probably a week or so.
Oh,
okay. Or it's mostly for that lidocaine swelling to go down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I notice even if you, any of the ladies out there and men in the audience, if you have ever had a filler and they have you put numbing cream on, especially on your lips, all of a sudden you're like, oh, they look so good. It's because they're already puffing up from the numbing cream.
Yeah.
So what happens to cellulite if your weight fluctuates? So say you've had the Selfina treatment or the Selfina and threads and your weight fluctuates either up or down. What can that do to your result?
Yeah, good question. So if we think about those columns again and the fat being squished up above those columns, that's what's causing it. Potentially, cellulite can always come back. However, it will be in a different area because the areas that we treated, for the most part, you've removed those bands, so you won't get cellulite in that area. Could it come up in other areas? Absolutely. But going back to that question of who gets cellulite, although weight does play a role, it's not a determining factor. So some people gain weight, and what happens is all that fat masks the cellulite, where if you lose weight, now your fat isn't masking the cellulite. So there's no definitive answer, but with weight fluctuation, it can play a role in cellulite more or less.
And back to the post-op experience. So you mentioned the bruise laser. Like, what is this magic that you mentioned? Tell us a little bit about that technology.
Sure. Yeah, this is actually the first place that I've come to that has it. So we have two devices. One's called the V-Beam. And then one's called a BBL, also known as an IPL or photofacial, depending on who you speak to. But what it does is it sees pigment. So if it sees red, if it sees blue, which majority, that's what bruises look like in the beginning. So if you come to us for fillers, Botox, threads, any procedure where we're making an incision into the body that could potentially cause a bruise, after the procedure, we'll take you next door to that laser and we'll zap it to preemptively remove that bruise. Or if a bruise develops within the next couple of days or a week, we just ask you, give us a call hour or two ahead of time, tell us you're coming in, and then any of our providers can zap that bruise and really speed up the process.
And how does it speed up the process? Like, okay, it zaps, but what does that do?
Yeah, it's similar to when we do IPL, where you're knocking away reds and brown pigment. Oh. So you're taking that laser specifically that targets that color, and then it breaks up that coloration, and then your body will expel or get rid of that pigment by itself. So the laser just, think about it as like a nutcracker. It just cracks that nut of pigment and then your body takes it away.
I like that analogy. That's interesting. Okay. So what kind of investment would people be looking at? And is a combo treatment, it's going to be a little bit more. On our website, we have all our prices. So it shows a range for Selfina from like 4,000 to 6,000. Is that about right? And is it one treatment or do you have multiple treatments?
We always recommend one to begin with, and it depends on how many dimples you have. So the coordinators will be better at quoting these things, but we talk about small, medium, and large. And within those areas, it's how many dimples that you have. I can't remember what top of my head, but I think it's like 1 to 10 dimples, 10 to 20 dimples, 20 to 30 dimples. Ah. That determines small, medium, large area that we're treating. And then how many areas as well. So if we're having to turn you, flip you around, things like that, that potentially could increase the cost of it.
Got it. And then what percentage of people would you say are satisfied with their treatment after one Selfina session?
Actually, honestly, I think 100% actually in regards to the ones I've done, no one has been unsatisfied. And we've actually brought on another injectable that helps with leftover dimples. Oh. So let's just say we do Selfina and we knock out 80 to 90% of the dimples, or there's certain dimples we can't treat because it's a no-fly zone. We're afraid that the outcome may not be what you want. So we have something else as an injectable medication that kind of fine-tunes it and cleans everything up after you're recovered with Selfina.
Oh, and what's, tell us about that.
That one's called Quo. So Q-W-O.
Quo, okay. Yeah.
I use that after. So if I have one or two dimples that didn't get fully resolved, I take that injectable medication to dissolve the ligament bands in that area.
Okay, so it's targeting the same thing, it just in a different way.
Yep, and it's a longer treatment. So with Quo, you're looking at 3+ treatments and more bruising, more downtime, where Selfina is more of a one and done type treatment.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And then if you're adding on threads, I would assume that is super dependent. The price is very hard to quote without seeing them, right? Because it probably depends on what areas you're treating, how many threads you might be using.
Yeah, we have a standard treatment in regards to how many threads that we put into the buttocks or the thighs. Our Zoom, because we're so accustomed to doing Zoom now and we're such a visual practice that we can get a pretty good understanding even via Zoom. But when it comes to Selfina and threads, one, Selfina, we see you a couple times in office because we have to physically touch you, lift you, mark out the dimples before we ever do the treatment. But with the threads, even when we're done with the Zoom consultation, when you come to see us, we have that in-person consultation just to verify our exact plan.
Okay. So what is your pre-op regimen for this treatment?
Yeah, all of our coordinators send out a pre and post-care, so you have a good understanding of how to prep for it ahead of time. But that's the biggest ones. We want to check your health history and we want to check your medications. But even just to your point, if you're just taking vitamins and over-the-counter stuff, you want to limit your alcohol, thin your blood. You want to limit vitamin E, omega, anything fish content, even fish oils, eating sushi a couple nights before. Are all things, ibuprofen, NSAIDs, are all things that thin your blood. So we send out the pre-care, and that's mainly what we're trying to do. It's just limit the bleeding, so you limit the bruise and you limit the swelling. Because if you swell too much, it's hard for us to do the procedure as well.
Oh, so swelling, like if you have too much sodium, that kind of swelling?
Bleeding piece.
Oh, the bleeding piece.
Yeah. With the injection of the lidocaine, we use a little bit of epinephrine that helps reduce the bleeding as well. But if you can do all those things ahead of time, then you're setting yourself up more for success.
I think most people, if they know what they can do to prepare to make it the recovery faster, make the result better, or the result appear quicker, I think most people are willing to do it. And so it's something that we don't always think about. You kind of think about post-op more than you think about what should I do to get ready. So patient experience here at La Jolla Cosmetic is really our top priority. And we rely on reviews to help others get the information they need about procedures and about providers. And we make it easy to find those reviews. We've got thousands of them on our website. We have them by provider, so you can read reviews of patients who Khan has treated. We even have them by procedure. So if you're thinking about Quo, you're thinking about Selfina. Quo is newer to our office, so we might not have as many reviews yet, because I think we've just been doing it for the last year about Khan. Is that right?
Yeah, 2021 is when we started.
Yeah. But I think it's really helpful to read reviews from La Jolla Cosmetic patients, reading the experience of people who've actually come to La Jolla Cosmetic and had you do their procedure is going to be a good and a better almost indication of what your experience would be like when you come in. So we have, like I mentioned, prices on our website. We publish ranges because sometimes it's really hard to say exactly how much it's going to be without us seeing you. And then also before and after photos and information about each of our providers. And we also have financing programs, and we do have a podcast about financing specifically, but there are financing programs that once you have your consultation, then your patient care coordinator can go over the pricing and the different plans. A lot of times there's, you know, 12 months, no interest, things like that. So for this procedure, can they have the virtual consultation on Zoom, or is it really better in person, or how do you start that process?
The initial one is always by Zoom. Some providers will choose in office, but we found Zoom is one, comfortable for the patient, because you can do it at home in the living room and be comfortable in a robe and still show us. Then also photos do a lot as well. So when you send in photos to us, we're very specific on how you should send in photos. So front, side, side, and flexing in all position. That gives us a pretty good understanding of it. And then the rest of it is Zoom, and you can show us and have a good conversation as well.
Okay. So if you're listening today and you're thinking you'd like to have a virtual consultation to get the process started and learn more about, you know, if you're a candidate for Selfina and or Threads, then, you know, you can just, we'll have the links on our website and you can call us or text us. You can go onto our website to our contact us page and we will get right back to you and get you that Zoom consult set up. And we're going to ask a special favor for everyone listening today. If you love the La Jolla Cosmetic podcast, and if you've learned something from it, or if it's helped you make a decision, please tell your friends and please write a review of our show on Apple Podcasts or Good Pods or wherever you're listening, because we love reviews and we want to hear from you. And we'd love to hear, you know, if you'd like to come on the show, be a guest. If you're a patient, you want to share your experience, I'd love to have you as a guest. And if you have any other questions, the show notes will have all the links. You can find before and after photos and all of our providers' beautiful photos. The last thing is, if you show that you're a subscriber to the La Jolla Cosmetic podcast, we have a special offer where we'll give you $25 off of 50 or more on anything you want. So thanks again, Khan, for coming by and sharing this very cool combo procedure.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.